The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. This is the gospel of the Lord. May the words of our lips and may the prayers of your people be heard, O Lord, our God. Amen. Please be seated. How many of you folks enjoy fishing? We have any fishermen in the group? Quite a few. My grandfather was a wonderful fisherman. He was a sportsman in general. He was born in Ohio, rural Ohio, and then moved to Pennsylvania, where I grew up at his farm. And he was a great hunter. He enjoyed going up to Bradford County in northern Pennsylvania during deer season. And he enjoyed fishing year round. He would come down here to Fort Lauderdale in the winters and go deep sea fishing from Bahia Mar. And he also one time went to Mexico, to Acapulco, and caught a sailfish that was about 7 feet long. Going through some old family albums the other day, I found a picture of my grandfather, and his name was Carl Beasley Sr., standing next to a sailfish that he had caught. And I was so moved by that photo that I posted it on social media, and many of you saw it. In fact, the fish was about twice as tall as my grandfather as he stood next to it. And Alan saw that post and put a thread under my Facebook saying, "You catch it, you clean it." That would have been quite a job to clean that fish. In the summers, Carl would stock the lake at our farm with trout, rainbow trout, brook trout. And there were 14 grandchildren in our family, and all of us would enjoy fishing in that lake. And there was one particular fish called Old Mo that we tried to catch, and we did catch him a few times, but we always released him because he was the patriarch of that lake. And when we fed the fish, Old Mo would be the first to come to the surface, and he actually would let us pet him from the shore of the lake. So he was a gentle soul indeed. In the summers of the early 60s, I would come down with my grandparents in the summer vacation from school to Fort Lauderdale. And my granddad took me once to Angelin Pier out at Lauderdale by the sea, that pier that was destroyed recently in the hurricane. And we would fish together with my uncle and aunt. And he also took me deep sea fishing a couple times from Bahia Mar. And I remember when I was 12, I got seasick as soon as we left the bay, and it was a long 4 hours until we came back. As I read today's gospel account and thought how I could share my thoughts with you on that particular passage, I thought of my grandfather, and I thought of his skills as a fisherman. He was a patient man. He was a man of perseverance, and he was a man of great pluck, great adventure, and great courage. And I think those three qualities, I call them the three P's, relate to not only success in fishing, but also success in discipleship, which we're focused on today. We're in the season of Epiphany, and that's the season that we meditate on the light of Christ going out into all the world. And we are vessels of that light of Christ. We share the light of Christ with all with whom we come in contact. Today, in the gospel account, we hear of Jesus walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee and calling four disciples, probably the first four that he called. And two of them were brothers, Andrew and his brother Simon, whom Jesus later named Peter, and then two brothers who were the sons of Zebedee, James and John. And in this account of the call of the disciples, they left their nets immediately. They left their father and joined Jesus in his fellowship, in his discipleship. When I thought about why Jesus would have called his disciples who had been fishermen, the three P's came to mind, because he knew that as a fisherman, they would have those qualities. They would be patient, they would have perseverance, and they would have pluck, they would have courage. Each of these three characteristics, I think, relate not only to fishing, but also to our job as modern-day apostles, modern-day followers of Jesus. We need to be patient. We need to not rush things. And as a fisherman, you can't get discouraged after one or two tries of catching no fish. You have to have infinite patience in some cases. I really never caught a fish either on that deep sea cruise or on the pier, the Angelin Pier, but I enjoyed just being there and anticipating the possibility of catching a fish. Perseverance also goes with a good fisherman's characteristics. You have to have stick-to-itiveness, as my mother used to call it. You have to try and try again, not give up. Be willing to stick it out. Stick-to-itiveness is what she called it. And that's the quality of a good fisherman, and it's also the quality of a good disciple. And then the third characteristic, pluck. Now, that's a word I had to look up. It's a synonym for courage under pressure, grace under pressure, as Hemingway called it, of having the ability to remain optimistic even when things look bad. And those fishermen that Jesus called certainly had pluck. We know in one of the gospel accounts that when they were on the Sea of Galilee fishing, their boat was caught in a storm, and they were terrified by that storm. They were in danger of drowning. And the gospel account tells us that Jesus came to their rescue, literally walking on the water to their rescue, and then brought them to safety. The movie Perfect Storm shows how dangerous modern-day fishing can be as well. And so those three characteristics, patience, perseverance, and pluck, are three qualities that I lift up for all of us today in this season of Epiphany. Our first lesson today from Isaiah speaks of the people who have walked in darkness, seeing a great light. And that was written about 700 years before Christ's birth. And so it was a prophecy of that wonderful spokesperson, Isaiah of Jerusalem, who predicted, according to Matthew, the coming of Christ, because Matthew quotes that same Old Testament prophecy in today's gospel account. People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. So my prayer for us in this season of Epiphany, when we manifest Christ's glory — Epiphany means manifest — that we have those same three characteristics that my granddad had and that all good fishermen would have, of patience, perseverance, and pluck. For as we carry the good news of Christ in all the world, we'll need all three. Each of us has our own unique call to ministry. Both Mother Leslie and I think in our homilies over the years, have talked about the challenges of a call to ministry. I know she felt her call, I think, in Japan. I felt mine when I taught at a school as a school chaplain up in Massachusetts years ago. Those experiences stayed with me and made me realize that in spite of my doubts, perhaps God would lift me up and give me those talents to be a successful priest in the Episcopal Church. Patience, perseverance, and pluck. My prayer for all of us is that God takes us out of our comfort zone, gives us those qualities, and makes us modern-day disciples. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.